USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is retiring from the NFL. ESPN broke the news, citing multiple anonymous sources. Brady leaves the league with an unprecedented 7 Super Bowl rings. Widely considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history, Brady leaves the sport with more yards passing and touchdown throws than any quarterback in NFL history. Brady's legacy will be marked by his longevity and big game performances. He's the only player to be the Super Bowl MVP 5 times and has been named the league's top regular season player 3 times. This announcement comes just days after Brady completed his second campaign with the Buccaneers, as the defending Super Bowl champions fell to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC semifinals. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A multi-vehicle crash claiming the lives of 9 people in North Las Vegas late yesterday. Police say 6 vehicles were involved in the wreck at about 3 p.m. when a speeding car ran a red light and then hit other cars in and around the whole intersection. The driver of the speeding car among the fatalities, and investigators say they worked at the scene at the intersection right through last night to investigate. Police officer Alexander Cuevas says the scene was chaotic, but he said, "We have not seen a mass casualty traffic collision like this one ever before." A Kansas woman arrested after allegedly joining ISIS and leading an all-female battalion in Syria. Allison Fluke Ekeren was charged with conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist group. The 42-year-old arrested in Syria, but has been transferred to FBI custody. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the one-year anniversary of the Myanmar coup nears, UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is urging the international community to pressure the country to return to civilian rule. She said, "It is time for urgent renewed effort to restore human rights and democracy in Myanmar and ensure the perpetrators of systemic human rights violations and abuses are held to account." She added that the military's effort to crush dissent has led to the killing of at least 1,500 people. The UN Human Rights Office is also documenting daily human rights violations. Around 12,000 people have been arbitrarily detained for peaceful protesting. Most remain in custody. At least 290 people have died in detention, many of them likely due to torture, according to the United Nations. The UN office has also documented village burnings, including places of worship and medical clinics. Also, mass arrests, summary executions, and use of torture. Bachelet added that the current human rights crisis was built upon the impunity with which the military leadership perpetrated. "The campaign of violence resulted in gross human rights violations," she said, "against the Rohingya communities of Myanmar." The COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated the crisis from the coup, with projections that nearly half the population of 54 million may be driven into poverty this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.